passed his maths GCSE with top grade. But Cameron's 8, okay? Cameron's 8. This is amazing for Cameron, but it's not for me right now because apparently we're going to have a bit of a maths test. It's getting very tense in here. Do you hear this music, Cameron? This is tense music right now.
Yeah.
You don't even seem fazed by any of this. You're just having fun right now. My heart is beating really fast, Cameron. Okay. Do you want to read out the first question or shall I read out the first question?
You can.
I can. Okay, cool. So we're going to go through these questions right now. There's altogether, how many? Oh, there's 4. Bear in mind, I don't even know what this is. So that's a good start to it, isn't it? All right. So without telling me the answer, you just mark your right answer on your sheet. Pythagoras' theorem will work on which type of triangles? I don't even know who Pythagoras even is. And why does he have a theorem? Loads of people have too many theories.
You had a little tip for Rakim, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
That one. Do you want to give it to him again? For the Pythagoras one?
I don't remember.
The one about it? How about Mum?
Oh, yeah. His tip was that it's not a dinosaur.
Well, that really helps, doesn't it, Mum? That really helps me.
Pretty much giving you the answer now.
Okay, yes, because it's multiple choice, which thank you to the team for doing this. Really dumbing this down for me. So it's either right angled, isosceles, or any type of triangle. So I'm going to go with this one. Do I say what answer I've got? No, I don't, do I? Okay, cool. All right. Second, have you done yours one?
Yeah.
That was fast, wasn't it? Okay. Which side of the triangle should be labelled as C? Wait, is this maths? Okay, hold on. Okay. Which side of the triangle? Okay, all right. So the first...
Done.
Wait, I didn't even give out the answers. So we've got the base. We've got the base, the height, or the hypotenuse. Oh, that rings a bell, you know. This is taking me back to maths. My armpits are sweating. All right, labelled a C. A C! Okay, base doesn't have a C in it, but neither does any of the other words. Okay, I'm going to go with C. Okay, I'll go with this one. I thought, what is the hypotenuse? All right, hold on. Okay. Okay, cool. All right, next question, Cameron. You're just really just living like you're smiling, kicking your legs on the chair. Sweet. A triangle has a base of 5 centimetres, a height of 12 centimetres, and the hypotenuse of 13 centimetres. Is the triangle right angled? Oh my gosh, I don't even know. A triangle has a base of 5 centimetres. Okay, hold on, I can visualise this. And a height of 12, and a hypotenuse of 13. Is the triangle right angled? 12,
I've already done it.
Just wait a little, wait! Okay, cool. All right, last question. What is the perimeter of the triangle? Okay, now there's an image. We're using imagery. I'm a visual learner, Lou.
I think you can do this.
I think, of all the questions, I think this is the one for me. What is the perimeter of the triangle below? Okay, there's a picture of a triangle with lots of arrows. And at the bottom of the triangle, it says 6 centimetres. And along the sides of the triangle, it says 10. So what is the perimeter of the triangle? It's the perimeter, it's the gap. No, wait. Yeah, it's between the middle of the triangle and the end of the triangle. Wait. So do you add it to... hold on. So I've got 9 centimetres, 26.88 and 23. So you can't just add them because that doesn't equal any of the numbers
already
on that list.
Already done.
You know what?
I was watching Cameron do it and he was just...
What do you mean doing it? I thought we were just guessing. Okay, hold on. So this is 6. So this... This is 3 centimetres, this little gap. Yeah, got that part. And that's 10. Yeah, you're not giving any answers away. Okay, cool. So obviously, it's not 9, is it? That would be ridiculous. So
I like the way you're using a process of deduction.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've got for you right now. So it's not 9, duh. And this one's got decimal points. So I think that's too complicated for someone at 8. But, or could be not, maybe. All right, I've got my answers.
Pens down.
Pens down. Scarlett on the team is going to mark them. I don't feel really confident about that, Lou.
Neither am I.
Cameron's already checked out. He put his pen and paper down a long time ago.
Yeah.
He was really having quite a lot of fun with this.
I think he really enjoyed it.
Me, on the other hand, just embarrassed myself in front of the nation.
I wake up, terrify myself again, cake to make up, and a little lost.